Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 8th, 2025. We're continuing with Vance and his questions. He has many, many questions. Evidently, he heard me on the last podcast answering his question. He said he would get back to me, so we'll see what he says. But be that as it may, his whole effort, he is trying to change his life. He's coming out of a divorce, he said, and all the difficulties that ensue in that, and I understand, and we all would. Anyway, he wants a change in his life, but he wants a change for the, as he said, the better. So here's what he asks. Why is everything that is good so hard and difficult in this world? And I like what he said, in this world. A lot of people would not have said that. It's a very interesting thing, how we live. We want a great deal of good without ever knowing how to channel that goodness, and we don't understand what virtue is and how to live in a more noble existence than maybe we have in the past. And that's a hard thing for people to understand in general. So Vance listened to me and tried to understand. Everything we do matters. Every small nuance of everything we do matters. And whatever it is that we send out into this world does come back to us in one form or another. So, it is important to understand, for instance, love your neighbor as yourself. This is a very simple, shall we say, karmic law in this world. Love your neighbor as, not that you should do that, but as yourself, because whatever you do is yourself. And what you are doing is to yourself. From me, as whatever I am acting from, it could be Gregory or it could be something higher, a Siraj. Whatever I do, wherever I act from, I act back to myself, as myself. I may not understand that in totality because I'm so busy thinking that I am different from my circumstances and my consequences, but I'm not. You have to understand everything is a matter of consequence. So no matter what I do, I have done before. I have set it up, and then I do it again and again, and it starts to manifest in my life, in my world, as the thing, whatever that thing is. It could be that I'm being unkind, or I'm being, let's say, selfish or prideful, something like that, small-minded. Or if I really work at myself, I start to find a sense of virtue. A higher sense of virtue, a higher sense of consciousness. And I'm not trending down into my ego or trending down into my biology. I am learning to understand that as I am, so be it. Whatever I do to myself. I love my neighbor as myself. Once that is even remotely understood within me, a big change starts to happen. I start taking responsibility for my life. And my living will reflect my life as I become more and more compassionate, more and more generous, which means forgiving and merciful. If I can do any or all of that, I start to change the manner of how I live with myself in this world. Now, that is a huge thing to be able to do. So you ask, why is everything that is good so difficult? Because I haven't discovered goodness within me. I haven't discovered compassion, forgiveness, and mercy. And because I haven't done that, because I maybe don't think it exists, or I rationalize my evil by thinking that I don't have to do that, all these crazy things that I believe in that keep me from the way, the truth, and the light come before understanding that as I am, so be my life. And to turn this around in a lifetime, Vance, that has been spent in aggravation, selfishness, self-preservation, fear, this is a big thing to do. And it doesn't happen easily because the ego is going to go against everything that is meaningful or significant. It will go against it. So you're fighting your biology, your psychology, your demeanor. And so it's going to be a tough fight in the beginning because you have to do those things like become forgiving and generous, merciful. Those are the two things that I think are the biggest thing in our effort to become awakened, because those things are difficult for us because our pride gets involved in our pseudo attitude about thinking that we know what is right from wrong and good from bad. We just can't do it. It just makes, quote unquote, as people have told me, no sense at all. I don't know where we get off thinking that we know what's right. I really don't get that. I have always thought to myself, you know, whatever Greg's first impulses are, they're not in accord with life. They're not in harmony with the universe at all. They're separate. They're about biology. They're about his psychology to live in some sort of gratification and all that other kind of crazy stuff. And once you realize that this is this self-preservation thing is not healthy for the depth of you, when you realize that you would be throwing away everything that is meaningful, then you have a choice. You can look at it and go, well, do I continue on this way? And 99 and 9/10 of the people of this world do that. I was amazed at this politician that was talking on HBO the other day. He was talking about how he became a Christian. And he said, when I heard Jesus' message of blessed are the poor, I knew I had to help poor people. And that's not what blessed are the poor mean. It has no literal context. He was talking about poor in spirit. That's what he said. In other words, poor within us. And we act out of this poverty within us. He once said in the Gnostic Gospels, it is amazing and a miracle that such great wealth has made its home in such poverty. We are that poverty. And we make ourselves out to be victims to life or living or others. And we never really realize that it is we of ourselves that have done all of this. We just don't get it. If you want to do a great deal of good in this life, you will have to betray your traits, and you will have to develop a different kind of character, one that is more predisposed to compassion and love and not so much pride and vanity. So, Vance, it's a big question you ask, and while it is a big question, it requires our full attention in this world. And to do that, I have to want love more than wanting what I think is love or what I think will love me. And that's something that most people just, they just don't get. They just don't understand. So what can I say? Let love live you and let life reflect that love in everything you do. I hope that helps you. I really do. It's a lot to advance. If you have any more questions, shoot them to me. If any of you have any questions that I might be able to help you with, you can contact me at greg@aspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening. And as always, please forgive me, eh?